Hey, it's me again. Sheila and Charlie the AI cat bring us to the end of this piece. I hope listening to these exchanges between oral historians and digital librarians has inspired you to think of new ideas about what libraries could be and ask new questions to speculate about. I know for me, all of the interviews move me to imagine new ways of working and being in libraries. After Chris and Justin's conversation, I imagined digital public libraries that foster place-based connections through digital technology. What might that look like? Honestly, Craigslist or Buy Nothing groups are the closest thing I can think of to that. Those kinds of digital spaces rely on a shared physical proximity for users and the possibility of in-person interaction. But the digital space is still key to the whole system working. I wonder what libraries could learn from those kinds of digital spaces and interactions between users. Tamara and Sheila's exchange made me imagine what it would be like to make libraries more ephemeral. For example, what would it be like to have a library with no collections, but lots of staff trained to help patrons navigate information online or share their own ideas online or in person? Would that still be a library? What could we do in a library like that that isn't possible now? Benji and Sean made me think about how we might integrate research library collections and research library worker expertise into everyday people's cosmic purposes. That sounds grandiose, but what I mean is, how do we get more cooks into library collections? More quilters, more teachers, and bus drivers, and grocery store workers? How do we make digital collections belong to more people outside of universities? How would our work be different if this were our goal? I have so many thoughts and questions, and I hope you do too. I would love if you would share your reactions to any part of this piece with me. You can reach me at kk3344@columbia.edu. Please, please, please send me an email, or even better, a voice note. I won't post your thoughts anywhere without your permission. I just want to know what you're thinking. Before I let you go, I have some acknowledgments and thank yous. First of all, thank you to the oral historian and librarian narrators in this piece. Chris Panza, Justin De La Cruz, Tamara Santibanez, Sheila Garcia Mazzotti, Benji De La Piedra, and Sean Milton. Next, I want to acknowledge the hard work of my JCDL open peer reviewers, Rachel Starry, Sophie Ziegler, and Emily Zinger. Not only did they deftly navigate an unusual format for a journal article, they also listened to all of the unedited interviews to help guide my editorial decisions. Thank you so much, Rachel, Sophie, and Emily. Producing this piece has been a rewarding experience, in large part because of your editorial work. All of the music you heard in this piece is by Patricia Traxson, an artist on Bandcamp who makes excellent Creative Commons music. Go check her out. There's a link in the transcript. Thanks again for listening. Until next time, I'm Kay Barakracha, signing off.